You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio, bringing you the latest news and showcasing both innovative products and services and the industry leaders making it happen. Life Science Connect Radio, bringing the life sciences to you. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to Life Science Connect Radio. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Todd Youngblood. Todd, the countdown continues to New York City and Interphex 2014. We're just days away now. We're so excited about getting to this great event.
Days away from us getting another dose of intelligence from this industry, Todd. It's just always endlessly fascinating to me, and I know to you as well.
Yeah, no, it's been fascinating what we're learning. Leading up to Interphex, Todd, Life Science Connect Radio is continuing our series of great conversations from some fascinating industry leaders, so let's get right to it. On today's show is Hemi Sagi. He is the president of Advanced Test Concepts. Hemi, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Hemi, before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I'm by education a mechanical engineer with advanced engineering degree. We specialize in fluid dynamic. We formed Advanced Test Concept over 27 years ago. We actively participate in our specialties leak and flow measurement, and we've been doing developed this field of expertise in the past 20 some years with multiple patents and industry standards.
All right, Todd, methinks Hemi has some experience in this business. Hemi, give us a 10,000 foot view of ATC. Exactly how do you serve your market?
Okay, so first, ATC was established over 25 years ago. We started building a custom test system that were usually as a quality assurance tool to improve the U.S. manufacturing quality control. If you recall, in the late 80s, we're competing with the automakers, foreign automakers, and some U.S. automaker has some quality concerns. We quickly specialized in flow and leak testing, realized that the available leak testing method that are in the market did not meet the near environmental and safety requirements for tighter leak specification and the cost that is meet the competitive edge that U.S. manufacturers need. In 1998, the FDA established guidelines to the industry for sterile packaging, for container closure integrity, or we can call it package leak testing. So basically, the concept was to ensure that if you put a sterile drug in a package on the shelf for 2 years, it will still stay sterile when we try to use it after 2 years. This FDA guidelines became mandatory requirement in 2008. So since 1998, we have been working on improving our technology to meet this new requirement with some of the largest pharmaceutical companies. This is basically that how we came with our patented mass extraction technology and microflow technology that we're presenting in the show today.
Hemi, if you would, get a little more specific with a few more examples of applications of this leak testing technology.
The application of microflow technology or mass extraction technology or our product are used in multiple industries. So pharmaceutical industry, which the Interphex shows it actually covers here, one of our main applications is package integrity testing. Sometimes they call it container closure integrity testing. Our product detects the existence of a defect or pinhole. Think of that as a pinhole in a sterile product of, let's say, 1 micrometer. Which is pretty small. It's actually in the magnitude of order of wavelength of light. You cannot see it in a regular microscope. And the idea to ensure that the package is sterile and microorganisms cannot go through this defect size. So some of our applications include testing of syringes, prefilled syringes with drugs, cartridges, parenteral vials, and similar sterile product. We also test other pharmaceutical and food packages like pouches, bottles, blister pack, to make sure that the package provides sufficient barrier for ingress of moisture and oxygen to drug and product. Now, all those tests have to be done very quickly if you really want to do a large sample of tests and you don't want to wait 2 years, of course, before you finish the test, because the product shelf life is 2 years typically. So the method worked rather quickly in establishing that there is a defect above given size, yes or not, and what's the value of that resultant flow rate or call it a defect size. For the medical industry, we're testing quite a bit of implanted devices, surgical treatment tools like catheters to protect against ingress of body fluids as well as sterile packaging for these devices. So that's in the medical device industry. In the automotive industry, we do a lot of work in the fuel and brake safety component, testing them for leakage. Obviously, you don't want to have a car with a braking, leaky brake line. We test the engine and transmission for leaks. We also test electronic components that are supposed to be protected against water penetration or water ingress. If you look around, most of the consumer product or many of the consumer products need to be leak tested to protect from water ingress or from hazardous spill and so forth. Even your Coke bottles have to be leak tight because they have high pressure CO2 inside them. So we cover quite a range of industry with multiple products that all of them based on this, the microflow technology and mass extraction technology we develop.
Wow, you cover a wider range of industry than I thought. There's been some recent FDA recalls due to these seal integrity issues, Hemi. Why is that happening and how do we avoid those?
I cannot say that I'm familiar with all the cases of recall and the root causes. Some of them are not necessarily publicly domain information. We know that there's some of them has to do with the glass product, like a sterile glass syringe or glass vial that get cracked. And due to that, got the risk of either glass particulate or fear or contamination coming from the outside into the product losing its sterility capability or sterility property, I should say. And most of the food and drug manufacturers are still using inadequate and pretty old test method, such as bubble test and what we call dye ingress test or dye penetrate testing. These are subjective test methods that are really depends on an operator to visually make decisions, and they are simply not sensitive enough to detect micrometer size pinholes. So the correct way to ensure consumer safety and avoid expensive recalls are step one, start from very beginning, from packaging development to qualify that the design and the manufacturing process meets your expectation. Then start when you do the product qualification, use this tighter new technology for tighter leak spec. And then when you go into a production system, protect yourself from, equipment malfunctioning and so forth, and use a non-destructive test method like our mass extraction to test high speed or high sample part or 100% inspection. This is a non-destructive method, so the product we're testing can be sold out.
Can we talk a little bit more about that? So many leak testing technologies destroy the packaging in the process of the test. Talk some about the value of that non-destructive method that ATC can provide.
Yeah, in the guideline, in the 2008 requirement from the FDA for sterile product or physical testing method, one of the requirements is to do a non-destructive testing. And there are a few advantages to that. One, the tested product can be shipped to the customer, verified and to be safe and meeting the container closure integrity specification intended for that product. So you want, theoretically, it's nice if you can test 100% of the product you get in your hand so that you know they are good before you ship them out. So obviously you cannot do that if you're dealing with a destructive testing. You will not ship nothing, right? Then the second approach, when you do a research and development of a product and product qualification, if you use a destructive method, you basically lose the evidence. So you want to keep the evidence around or the sample around so you can analyze what went wrong. Third advantage, a lot of the newer drugs are bio drugs, very expensive protein-based drugs that are grooved. That process may take 3 to 6 months just to manufacture those drugs. So you cannot afford now to throw away those samples because they are very expensive and you don't have many of them. So it's a cost and scrap issue, especially if you do a high percentage of those. So you want to reuse those. And since the method is non-destructive now, we can entertain the idea of increasing the sampling rate from few for a lot to many a lot up to 100% inspection. So clearly there's a clear advantage to a non-destructive approach.
All right, Hemi, what advice do you have to offer? So when a manufacturer is getting ready to source a container closure integrity testing system or CCIT system, what advice do you have to offer them when they're making that sourcing decision?
First, I will suggest, I see quite a bit lack of that, develop a product strategy from early package development through product qualification to production phase. In other words, develop what you want to do based on the criticality of the product. If it's a cosmetic cream, that if it's a little contaminated, nobody cares about it. That's one way. But if it's a sterile product that go right into your bloodstream, maybe a different story, especially for patients that are already sick and weak. So you need to look on your safety consideration and how severe you want to address that. So you need to have a product strategy design from early on, from the time you decide to develop a package to the time through production phase to the time you ship to your customer. Then start by looking on a non-destructive method that we discussed prior to that. Then continue with a simple question. What is the maximum pinhole that this product can have without risking the product functionality and safety? You see, in our business, everything leaks. It's just a matter of how big is the hole. And so even things that you don't believe, we can measure leakage through them, right? That you see that they appear to you non-leaking. So ask yourself, what is the smallest pinhole that I can reasonably and effectively protect again that will still keep my product safe and functional as it's intended to? And then once you define that, that define your leak tightness or container closure integrity tightness requirement, look for equipment that could do better than that in case you need to tighten up the spec in the future. Don't start with equipment that is that that's all it can do in case in the future you need to change it. So that's and start early from the product packaging design through its design testing, qualification, and all the torture path that you go to qualify, bring product to a market with qualification test, and finally through the through testing in your production line. And then that part of the strategy, do you want to do high-speed sampling, low-speed sampling, or 100% inspection?
Gosh, Todd, when you hear a guy like him, you say that everything leaks. It's just a matter of how big of a problem it is. I mean, it makes you comforted that there's a guy like him out there thinking on these things.
Yeah, I want to keep those pinholes teeny tiny.
I'm with you on that. All right, well, Hemi, I hate to say it. This has been really a fascinating conversation, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about ATC?
So you please visit our webpage at www.atcinc.net and look us up at the Advanced Test Concept. We're located in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the Hoosierland, in the Midwest of the USA.
All right. Hemi Sagi, he's the president of Advanced Test Concepts. Hemi, it was a real pleasure. Thanks for stopping by and giving us some time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. All right. Well, that wraps today's show. We'll enjoy seeing you at Interfex in New York City, March 18th through the 20th, and you can catch Life Science Connect Radio broadcasting live from booth 1265. All right. So on behalf of today's guest, Hemi Sagi, my co-host Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you soon on Life Science Connect Radio.